And now the laws. Who is expressed by the letter La? Who is embraced by worship? Who is the supreme ruler of the dissolution, circumstance, and creation of existence? Who is pleased with the vision of the dance of life? Who is beyond gain and loss? Whose command is supreme? Who is the manifestation of charm and loveliness? Who is easily attained? Whose color is bright like radiant lac? Who is worshipped by those who have good qualities? Who is the giver of devotion? Who is won by those who shine with devotion? Who has an unconquerable plow? And you know, before you plant the seed, you have to plow the field. And that's why we say first comes siksha and then comes diksha. Siksha is the teaching, and diksha is the planting of the seed. Oh, she is has an unconquerable plow. She furrows the seeds of wisdom. Who is being fanned by Lakshmi and Saraswati, or clasping a yak's tail in their hands like Sri Kant was doing this morning? Who is pleased by those who are truly humble? Who is the object of all desire? Who is the supreme into which all is absorbed? Who has obtained all concepts? Who has obtained the essence? Who has obtained abundant wealth?